Morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Kendall County Board's adjourned June meeting for Tuesday, August 19th, 2025 at 9 a.m. If you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you'd please remain standing, I'd like to invite John Berry forward. He's with the chaplain's group and is going to lead us in our invocation this morning. Morning.
Good morning. It's a privilege to be here. Thank you. Bow your head with me and pray. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be with our leaders of our county. God, I'm thankful that you created government for such a time as this that will lead people, lead a community, lead a town, a state. Father, I pray that they would legislate righteously. And Father, when they don't know what to do, I pray that they would seek you because you said you'll give all men wisdom if they ask. I ask you bless each and every one of them here, Lord. They're in a very difficult spot half the time. And we just ask for your wisdom and your blessing upon them and their families. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman?
He will not be here.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley?
Here.
Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum?
Thank you. With a quorum present, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Peterson and Wormley, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have an agenda. No special recognition I'm aware of. Any public comment for the board at this time? If so, please come forward. You'll have 5 minutes to address the board. All right, now the exciting part. I'm gonna go ahead and read the consent agenda. Please be patient, this one's a long one. At the conclusion of my reading, if there are any members who would like an item removed from and moved to new business, please just let me know. Letter A, approval of county board minutes from July 15th, 2025. Letter B, approval of committee meeting minutes. Letter C, approval of claims not to exceed $1,831,814.36 from August 15th, 2025. Letter D, approval of purchase of Public Safety Center video recording system upgrade from Security Automation Systems. Letter E, approval of surplus declaration for two Kendall area transit buses in accordance with the surplus property capital assets disposal policy. Letter F, approval of a resolution to amend the 2025 county holiday schedule. Letter G, approval of a resolution to establish the 2026 county holiday schedule. Letter H, approval of phase two contingency reduction number four, total of $102,890, with revised contract amounts as follows. Light construction, $2,661,552, that is a $27,027 increase. Guardian Steel, $406,516, an $8,456 increase. CMM Group, $827,803, a $2,739 increase. TSI Flooring, $600,479, a $1,617 increase. Omega Plumbing, $313,836, a $4,580 increase. And Aurora Wiring and Fixture, $1,108,160, a $58,471 increase. Letter I, approval of agreement for right-of-way consulting services between Kendall County and Matthewson Wright of Way Company related to three roadway projects on Galena in an amount not to exceed $223,600. Approval of Main Street Campus bid recommendations with a total cost of $1,034,462. Approval of a resolution authorizing execution and amendment of Downstate Operating Assistance Grant Agreement. Letter L, approval of resolution authorizing execution and amendment of Section 5311 Public Transportation Service Grant Agreement. Letter M, Approval of petition 25-05, a request from the Kendall County Zoning Administrator for text amendments to section 30-98C, 30-98D, 30-197B, 36-155C, and 36-184 of the Kendall County Code, reducing the number of petitions, plats, site plans, final engineering plans, and landscape restoration and planting plans submitted as a part of application for final plat approval and for final plat approval of residential plan developments and site plan approvals. Letter N, approval of petition 25-06, a request from Kendall County Zoning Administrator for text amendments to section 30-37, 30-76, 30-78, 30-98, 30-135, 36-2, 36-35, 36-36, 36-42, 36-112, 36-125, 36-154, 36-155, 36-182, 36-183, and 36-184 of the Kendall County Code by abolishing the Zoning and Platting Advisory Committee, ZPAC, as formal committee of the county and transferring the duties of ZPAC to county staff members. Approval of petition 25-07, a request from Brock Van Edsel for the voluntary revocation of special use permit for an agriculture heliport granted by ordinance 1989-13 at 15660 O'Brien Road, Minooka, PIN 921314 in Seward Township. Property is zoned A1 with special use permit. Approval of petition 25-11, a request from Nancy Updike for voluntary revocation of a special use permit for a private landing strip granted by ordinance 1981-06 at 16355 Millhurst Road, Plano, PIN 45100-002 in Fox Township. Property is zoned A1 with a special use permit. Approval of community benefit agreement between USA Energy Independent One LLC and the County of Kendall, Illinois. Approval of an agreement with Teskin Associates for planning services for a period of 1 year at a cost not to exceed $175 an hour related to invoices paid from the Planning, Building, Zoning Department consultant line as typed. Approval of purchase of a 25 Gentech A140G2E tablet from public purchasing agreement between Bright and Sourcewell in the amount of $127,525. Are there any of those exciting items that anyone would like removed from consent agenda?
Letter N, please.
N?
Yes.
All right, I will move that. We moved into new business, and that will go for planning, building, zoning there. It'll be letter B. Letter N. All right, any other requests for removal? With that, could I get a motion for approval on consent agenda, excluding letter N?
Second.
Kokol and DeBolt, get a roll call, please.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Aye.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Motion carries. Move on to new business. Can I get a motion for approval of an ordinance to amend the Kendall County Code of Ordinance Chapter 4, Alcoholic Liquor, to the Gilted Edge Winery?
So moved.
Second.
Shanley and Rodriguez. Can I do all in favor? We'll do a roll call.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Motion carries. We will move to letter B, which was added, is the planning, building, zoning discussion of letter N, the approval of petition 2506. I know Mr. Osmiler, if you want to come forward, and Mr. Wormley, if you want to start us off. Can I get a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Shanley and Rodriguez, okay, discussion.
Item number N is approval petition 25-06, request for Kendall County Zoning Administrator for text amendment to abolish the Zoning and Planning Advisory Committee, which also known as ZPAC, as a formal committee of the county, and transferring the duties of ZPAC to county staff members. This process is a consolidation for efficiencies as it relates to the zoning processes. The Zoning and Planning Committee meets and is made up of quite a few different county employees that come from all over the county to meet in the county building, usually at 9 o'clock in the morning at the start of the month. It's usually on a Tuesday, usually on a Monday, I believe. Over the past few years, this committee has seen all of the petitions that goes through the PBZ department. These members of the committee will still have the same input by and same participation, just not an in-person meeting. These meetings have typically lasted somewhere in the range of 3 minutes to 15 minutes, and it's a lot of resources to bring everybody in person when largely the ZPAC committee is simply providing feedback as it relates to, you know, each committee member's point of view. So whether it's the sheriff's office or the soil and water or the forest preserve or the health department, their feedback is very important and valuable, and we appreciate that and will continue to receive that. But we feel that it would be a lot more efficient to receive that information in the form of an email. We always forward petitions at ZPAC to the Planning Commission, so regardless of the impact of the feedback, it would still be reviewed at the Plan Commission, and there's really no need to bring this, bring those resources of these staff members into a formal meeting at the county. There's not much opportunity for the public's contribution at that meeting, and so really nothing's lost by reducing it. Another, I think, important comment is part of this committee's responsibility has to do with platting, and the county has not platted an unincorporated subdivision since 2008. And so that work is a large part of what this committee does. And if we needed to have a special meeting to, you know, accomplish that work, we could always call a special meeting in person, but it's not necessary to meet and bring these staff members together, you know, to get their feedback on whatever it may be. If it's a septic requirement, obviously that's mandated by the health department's permitting and review process. And if it's the forest preserve impact of natural resources, you know, we still have the opportunity to review those concerns going forward.
Just, thank you. Just a quick question. For clarity, I understand the efficiencies, I'm good with that. I'm just curious, the county staff members that would attend this meeting, have they been alerted to this, and what was their feedback?
Yeah, so I think it was largely their idea. This petition actually first, just like every other petition, first went to ZPAC. And through all of the different committees, whether it was ZPAC, Planning, Building, and Zoning, the Plan Commission, it's had unanimous support for this change.
I think it's also important to note that in the past, if there was objections at that committee, those individuals from departments would be brought up to the next meeting, whether it's Planning Commission or even to PBZ, and would express those. So this is now in a form of an email or a report that they're going to submit, and then those committees will see it and can request somebody come in and further discuss something. But in 10 years, maybe three times I can remember that it happened, so it should add to efficiency. So any other questions? Any sad members in the audience that wanted to go to a meeting for Ann? Can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. Elected officials and department reports. I see Sheriff Baird and Under Sheriff Richardson, so rock, paper, scissor, whoever comes up.
Hi, good morning. Our report is in your packet. It starts on page 159. If you guys have had a chance to review it, a lot of the numbers are are pretty status quo from June. We did have a little uptick in evictions served. I think we had 10 scheduled, and I think we served 6. So a few down. We were down a few in the month before, but a couple highlights. The sheriff's office, obviously, National Night Out was a huge success. I wanted to thank you all for attending, those that were able to come. And just a few shout outs to the coroner's office, EMA, Forest Reserve, Highway, Animal Control, for their help in setup and all the stuff that they did with us at National Night Out. Also the staff at the sheriff's office. That's a day we pretty much drop everything that we're doing, except emergencies.
Arresting people.
Yeah, except emergencies and to get set up for this event. And this year we anticipated we probably had somewhere between 1,300 and 1,400 people at the event. We went through 800 hot dogs in an hour. So there was definitely a great turnout. The weather couldn't have been better. About 150 to 155 cars at the car show, which is the most we've ever had. So we hope to next year expand. We might have to figure out a different way to handle all the people and the vehicles, but that's a good problem to have. So I just want to say thank you to everybody for their support. Obviously, the community came out and supported the sheriff's office, supported all the entities here from the VA to even Home Depot came out to set up some stuff for the kids to have an evening. So thank you again for everything you guys do and all the support you give us for that event. So
yeah, thank you. It was amazing. I know a lot of members were there, and I mean, the treasurer was even giving out Furco bucks in her booth, and the kids loved that one. So it's just exciting to see the kids interacting with the officers and talking, and that whole engagement process that happens at that event is just awesome. So thank you.
Yeah, the departments were from within the county that were all represented there. It was amazing. And you know, it's always nice to get our information and our word out to the community so they kind of know what we do on a daily basis and all the services we're there to provide. So
any questions for, yes, Mr.
Night Out, that was too much fun. Our meeting went a little long, so we're kind of rushing to hurry up and get there. My wife and I took our grandkids. I lost the little one maybe 5 times, so I went looking for them. It was just amazing, just seeing the whole community there. I think a lot of immeasurable stuff happens there, you know, and it was just a lot of fun. I love that you had all your vehicles out there for kids to just climb in and pretend they're driving and so forth. One thing I did find is the donut contest. There's a trick to win that thing. You smash the donuts together, all of them, and then eat it. I didn't do it, but that's what I saw. So. But anyway, Bobby, that was a lot of kudos to your team. It takes a lot of work to put that together, so thank you so much. It was just a fun night. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the donut eating contest is obviously a hit with the kids, and you know, it was also a hit with the adults this year. It was nice to see the competitive side of some people coming out to try to eat 3 donuts as an adult, and how tough that truly is. But with that, and then we had graduation for our Sheriff's Office Youth Academy, and I know a lot of y'all were in attendance for that. Another great event. Chris Phillips puts on an unbelievable summer program for those kids to come out and to hear some of their joy that they've had throughout the summer. You know, obviously warms the heart, and you know, some of those kids, I call them kids, but they're young adults that have just grown up right in front of our eyes in the course of a few months. And just how articulate they are and the friendships they've built, you know, is definitely going to be life lasting. So obviously thanks for the support every year that we have for that.
All right, thank you. Any other questions? Yeah, Brian.
The one thing I really liked about your event out was the car show, because it's not just a car show. If you sit and talk to some of these folks with these cars, they've had them since they were kids, or I should say young adults. And then they'll talk about the car and the competitors of that car of the era and so forth. And here they are today with the same vehicle. So it's kind of a history lesson at the same time. I thought it was very well orchestrated and very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
It'd be fun to know how many speeding tickets were owned by all those people, because there were some really fast, fun cars there.
Oh, so. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I just, one more thing. The Youth Academy graduation, what a great event at Whitetail. The stories are endless. I feel that a lot of these young people are, because of this program, it's going to impact them for the rest of their lives. For whatever field they eventually go into, they saw a little bit of everything in those 6 weeks, that 10 weeks, mm-hmm. that they were in the program. And kudos to your team on this. And then all the departments, even all the way from the health department to EMA and so forth, everybody participated, even the FBI. And the stories were just very impactful. There was a lot of kids there. I talked to a few of them that were just so shy. Even the talking to the parents is, this has impacted my child in such a big way. And that so shy, but now they're just tight friends. I know that particular group has a Snapchat group together that they talk every day to this day. I know that for a fact. So kudos to your team on that, and I think it's so impactful.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And to hear some of the girls talk about, you know, they had friends before this, but now they truly have best friends. And I mean, to hear one of the girls say that the person that has kind of helped her out the most was actually somebody in her class, a friend that has become her best friend. And you know, it's a small battle in life that they've won, right? They can look back on that and say, hey, when times are tough or they're having a bad day or just things aren't going their way, they can always remember that they made it through the youth academy, formed some bonds. There's really truly people out there that care about and love them. So it's definitely something that's impactful for our youth. So thank you.
Thank you. Oh, sorry.
Just really quickly. I also want to give some kudos to the Youth Academy, especially when we look at the growth of it over time. I know even just since I've been on the board, it has consistently grown year after year. And this year, when everybody from the Youth Academy came in for our one meeting, just listening to the breadth of outreach of the different locations that all these young people were coming in from, even that has grown exponentially since the first year I've been on the board. So we're seeing it reach out to far more communities, which is amazing because that just means that the impact is that much greater. The second part that was really impressive was just the sheer amount of young women that were part of the Youth Academy this year as compared to years past. It was just very, very encouraging to see. So thank you, and please, please keep up the great work.
Yeah, we definitely will. And it was awesome to see that. And there's things that they learn, life lessons. I mean, we had one young lady coming from all the way from Geneva, some from East Aurora. I mean, to know that you're setting yourself up on a schedule that you have to be at a certain place at a certain time, and being late is not an option. I mean, that's a life skill that I think, you know, you hold forever. And knowing that it's, you know, planning your route and how long it's gonna take you. I mean, to get from Geneva to here every morning, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I mean, there's a lot of traffic and a lot of things you have to coordinate. So, I mean, little things like that that people don't look at in the grand scheme of the whole program that are very impactful for them for the rest of their lives. So, thanks for that.
I laugh because one of the mothers told me she was really scared because her daughter was getting up half an hour before she needed to. And as a father of teenage daughters, for me to hear that a girl was getting up half an hour early to make sure she was on time was mm-hmm. was a little bit scary to me too. But the mother was very appreciative of the program. So it was... Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, no, oh, we were truly, truly do appreciate your guys' support. If it wasn't for the board and allowing us to do this program, it'd be very difficult as, you know, the cost of everything continues to increase. So thank you guys for that.
Thank you, sir. County Clerk and Recorder.
My report is in the packet if anybody has any questions.
Thank you. Treasurer's report. You going to give us some of those FERCO bucks from your booth?
Would that be considered counterfeit, that money? That
I don't think it was for trade and tender.
At the end of the day, that money was pretty crumbled up.
Yeah, it looked like
there,
money.
There wasn't a whole lot left of it. But yeah, it did seem like the kids seemed to enjoy that. And we're going to tweak a few rules for next year. Obviously, kids caught on and found ways to, you know, grab all the money they could by laying on the ground or just, you know, so. We'll make some changes and adjust to that next year. But it was fun. We had fun doing it. So we felt bad that we were busy the whole night. I didn't really get a chance to walk around much, but it was good. You have my report in the packet. I don't know if there are any questions on that. We are gearing up for our second installment, which will be due September 4th. So once we get past that, then everything is kind of downhill from there. So that'll start wrapping up our tax cycle for the year.
All right. Any questions? Thank you.
All right.
Clerk of the court, I do not see him in the audience. State's attorney.
No report.
Thank you. Coroner, Ms. Purcell.
Morning. My report is in your packet. If you can see, we are on track for probably about 400 deaths this year. We had, during the month of July, 35 and a half hours of community service that were served in the coroner's office. That continues to be a good program with the probation department. Deputy Coroner McCarron and I attended training in Effingham, hosted by the Illinois Coroner's Medical Examiner Association. Chief Deputy Gotti, as you kind of heard throughout the morning here, he continued and assisted as an advisor with the Kendall County Youth Law Enforcement Academy. So we kind of give him up for the summer for the last few years. So that's obviously a worthwhile investment. And then in July, we had 81 pounds of medications that we collected throughout the county and 62 pounds of sharps. And then we also made a large donation of insulin and diabetic supplies. So those programs continue to be wildly more successful than we expected, even when we began them. So it's going well.
Any questions for the coroner? Thank you.
Thank you.
Health department. I saw Rayanne. There she is.
Good morning. Real quick, I have laid at your desk our community health improvement survey. We are really trying to push this out. We're going to extend it out till just the beginning of October, but this really helps to inform us from a community's perspective, a community's voice, what our next priorities are going to be following the next 5 years. And so it's very important that we get as many voices as we can. So whatever you can do to share this, if you would like it emailed, and we just The voice of the community, it's one thing to have all of our providers and all of our professionals, but the voice of those that don't make it into our offices, those that don't always get an opportunity to be heard, this is a nice opportunity to give a 5-minute anonymous little survey to us. I wanted to kind of do a plug on that, and please share that if you can. And then the last thing is I'm just honored that you guys appoint Macy Brooks today to the Board of Health. I had the honor of meeting with him yesterday for quite some time, and just a very thoughtful. He had so many good questions. We gave him a tour, talked about all of our different programming, and I think he's just gonna be an asset to our board, so thank you.
All right, any questions for Health Department? Thank you. Supervisor of Assessments. Andy, how are you?
I'm doing well, yourself.
Good.
So all the assessment books are in, and they're balanced. We will be publishing on September 18th, which means the final filing date will then be October 20th. We're sitting at, for new construction, is $99,569,329. And our total EAV right now is $6.25 billion. So we've seen some increases in that as well. So.
All right. Any questions? Thank you for joining us. Regional Office of Education, Megan Martin, how are you? Come on down. School kicked off and...
It did. Most everybody's in school. A few things from the last month. On July 22nd, we held a ribbon cutting ceremony in conjunction with the Yorkville area and Oswego area chambers. We held that event here at our office in Kendall County, and it was well attended and successful. We also participated in Kendall County's National Night Out on August 5th, and again, I'll mirror what all of you said, what a fantastically organized and wonderful event. Our ROE website should be up by the end of the week, so I am really excited about that. I'm sure we'll have a few growing pains as we really hone in and refine everything on the website, but it's exciting to see a new platform and a more modernized structure for that. And then finally, our last update is in March, we moved to an online permitting system for our schools. So that has been a godsend. We no longer have to collect all the paper in our offices. We no longer have to store all the paper in our offices. So we are thankful for the King County ROE for getting that platform up and running. With those building permits, we're seeing a lot of them close out as school started. So I wanted to just say thank you to our assistant regional superintendent, Shelley Sempner. She's been making herself available to go on those inspections and walkthroughs, especially for those schools here in Kendall County, with her home base being here. So I much appreciate her hard work in being flexible and making her schedule open to be able to work with our Kendall County schools on those.
I'd like to give you a congratulations on joining the chamber. I was able to attend that event. It was an Oswego and Yorkville joint ribbon cutting, and it was really interesting to be able to be there and hear all the people of the chamber asking good questions about what you do, because there's so many things that your office does that isn't school directly related to the kids in the classroom. So I heard some good conversations about testing and school bus testing and firefighting testing. Just a great way to get out what your office does, because you're in the basement here and not a lot of people visit. So
absolutely, and a great way to support those businesses too, and kind of partner with them and become more aware on how we can partner with them and support them for the future.
Yep. So. All right, other comments, questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
EMA, what have you guys been doing?
Oh, everything. Well, over the weekend, Rob is out patrolling around Boulder Hill. Was it Saturday? Saturday or Sunday night, the first round of that. Saturday. And we were really at the point where there was a number of homes that were very close to having water.
Can you speak real louder?
Well, yeah, there was a number of homes in Boulder Hill that were very close to having water in them, so we get a little concerned. Reported that to the state. IAM is always interested in what's going on as far as lifeline issues, and we didn't have any lifeline issues. I talked to Ken Cobb during those events to find out if anything's been reported. So last night, round two, we probably got, I think you said, Matt, we got 1.6 inches of rain, something like that. Some places had 4 to 8 inches of rain, like out in Bureau County and parts of Indiana. Again, we had a lot of flooded streets in Boulder. Our folks, Rob and another squad car, were out until about 10:30 last night, and we reported 7 flooded streets in the KenCom that were impassable. So that's, rain is a four-letter word here recently. But I think we're gonna be all right, because the Weather Service is saying we're gonna be a little cloudy today, and then no rain and cooler temperatures and less humidity for the next 4 or 5 days, so I think we're past it. Exactly. We've had 5 or 6 search and rescue calls in the last 30 or 40 days. Some of them have been evidence searches, some of them search and recovery, some of them search and rescue, and they've been for Will County, Kane County, I think LaSalle and Will. So we've been, search and rescue has been very busy. I was very proud of our folks during the national night out. There was a motorcycle rider went down in the parking lot, and our guys jumped right in to help do traffic control around that. And I was really proud of them acting in concert of what they did with the sheriff's folks. We've closed out our nuclear grant for this past 24-25 season, so that restarts. The nuclear grant, our budget here in the county, and the IEMA grant all have different dates, of course, so we won't close out the IEMA grant until September. So coming up to budget time, we'll kind of take a guess at what those funds will be, which we're usually pretty accurate at that, but the nuclear grant is done for this year. And that's it. Our report's in your packet. Any questions?
Well-being check, and that's why that video popped up, or that's where your first was heading. So
Yes, thank you. Yes, there was one gentleman in a wheelchair that we were checking on to see that if he needed to be evacuated or not, and he didn't. And again, a lot of those houses were very close to being flooded on Saturday.
Yes.
Roger, one of the things, I was up in Boulder Hill early on Sunday morning, but I went on the Facebook page of the emergency management, and I filled out the storm thing that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage everybody in Boulder Hill that either had any kind of flooding, water damage. I was involved with a tree that fell on a house, and the limb went through the roof like a rocket and went into the living room, and the people were sitting in the living room. But nobody was hurt. But anyways, as a county, whether you know the damage was over here in Yorkville on the west side with your people or the east side, you need to encourage people to fill that out, because that's how the federal government looks at us. And nobody knows about that program, I'm sure. But is there any way we can send out a something for people to fill out that application?
Yes, we can push that some more, Dan. I looked at the report yesterday, and the incident you were talking about with the tree through the roof was one of those in there. There was only two, which really surprised me. So we'll look at it today and see if we get any more.
Christina, I uploaded the pictures and everything, but there was a lot of people mm-hmm. on that street. I drove through every puddle in Boulder Hill as well, but if we can get that out.
We will see what we can do with that. The state was wanting us to put their message out to fill out that form, and we chose not to because we didn't want to confuse our citizens that there was two different forms to fill out, so we declined to do theirs. But of course, they were after numbers for the Stafford Act, right? Which, you know, the state's got to get mm-hmm. like $25 million worth of damage.
And another thing is I don't know how the ComEd process works exactly, but we have a community of 55 and older in Boulder Hill. And even though it's 55 and older, I bet you the average age is 70 plus. And their electricity was not turned on until Monday. And there was obviously a lot of people out, and there was a lot of problems, lines down and everything else, but we need to really look into taking care of that older community a little bit quicker next time with ComEd. And I know that's not your department, but I know you have a voice into them.
Well, it kind of is our department, Dan. Maybe we should look at what we can do to do some messaging for those folks so we get in that situation again, because fear is certainly a factor for folks in that age range wondering what's going on.
Matter of fact, there was a machine in Boulder Hill, and that went to the property that I was involved in for the fix, but it stopped and helped several other people to pull the trees off their houses and things like that.
All right, any other questions, comments for EMA? Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Public Defender, the report is in the packet. Veterans Assistance Commission, I see Tim waiting in the wings over there.
Sorry we couldn't attend last month's meeting. We were at our national training, our annual training. But the report I have for you, there's plenty of good stuff in it. I wasn't able to get my report to you on time on Friday, but I'm gonna email it over so you have it for your records after we're done here today. The VAC assisted 422 veterans. This is a report for June and July. We haven't compiled half of August yet. During June and July, we submitted 109 claims, which equates to 321 VA forms. We obtained 55,206 in additional monthly benefits to veterans. So that means Kendall County veterans as a whole received $2,584,384 a month from the VA. Annually, they receive over $30 million. And in retro benefits, which is the one-time payment, we obtained $168,516, which totals to $223,722 for 2 months. The one thing I want to bring up is we had interactions with two homeless veterans. We have a community partnership with the Super 8 Motel, And the day that they came in to see us, we were able to put them in a bed with a roof over the head. We kept them there as long as it needed for the the VA and other resources to come in and find them more permanent housing. One family in particular lost everything in a fire, so the office pooled our funds together and replaced as much as we can as far as tableware, cleaning materials, things like that for when they do find more permanent housing. It's, you know, all we could do. We couldn't really, we didn't have the resource to provide them food and furniture and that kind of thing. But hopefully some of the, they took our recommendation and went to some of the local churches to see if they had any donations for them. We had a busy outreach time beyond our annual training. We were at the Kendall County Fair. We were at Vet Fest, Montgomery Fest. Oh, that was a hot one, Montgomery Fest. That was pretty rough. And then, of course, National Night Out. It's starting to taper down a little bit. We have like maybe one or two. We were also at the Fox Valley Marine Corps golf outing. But, you know, we only have a few more left. If you guys really want to have some fun, we do every month. We go to Oswego for their Ruck Run Walk. It's just kind of a little social gathering where everybody, you know, sweats and maybe drinks a little afterwards and has a good time. But, you know, I encourage you all to just join us, have fun, exercise a little bit. It's cool. But, yeah, so our outreach has just been phenomenal lately. And we're still working hard to get as much financial benefits. I did want to bring up, we do have one homeless veteran in the area that we're looking for. We did go down, there was rumors that he was over here downtown. We did go down looking for him. The VA has also sent resources out here to look for him, but we don't know where he went. He's gone at this point. But if you hear or see anything, please let us know so that way we can track him down. Yeah. That's my report.
Questions? Thank you for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
No standing committee reports. Any special committee reports? Liaison report? Yes, Brooke.
Yeah, I just wanted to take a quick moment. This week, Wednesday morning, the Finance Committee met for the Board of Health, and there was some information that was shared with us regarding housing minimum wage, and I just kind of wanted to share that with the group, especially as we're moving into budget season and we're looking at, you know, the wages of the staff that we have here in Kendall County and the wages of just everybody who works in the county, and just considering the housing developments and what's going on in our communities throughout Kendall County. So I just wanted to share a little bit about, you know, what was shared with us at that Finance Committee meeting. So the average fair market rent for a two-bedroom apartment in Illinois, in the state, is $1,550. In order to be able to afford this level of rent without paying more than 30% of your income on housing, a household must earn $5,166 a month or $61,997 a year based on a 40-hour work week and 52 weeks per year. So if we're looking at state facts, minimum wage is $15. The average renter wage needed would be $23.01. For a two-bedroom housing wage, it puts it at $29.81 in the state that someone would need to be able to earn in order to make that fair market rent. We have about 33% of the state is a renter, so just to kind of put that into perspective. The most expensive areas, number one, is Kendall County. Where the housing wage needed for that same unit is $36.27 an hour. And that came out to, and Rand, please correct me if I'm wrong, did we say it was like $75,000 a year someone would need to earn? Mm-hmm. In order to fall into that 30% to rent the average apartment here in our county. That puts us higher than the Chicago Joliet Naperville fair market earning rate, which is at $33.87, so we're almost three full dollars an hour above that. And then following that is Grundy County at $29 and change an hour, DeKalb County at $26 and change an hour, and then Kankakee. So you can see that we are exorbitantly much higher in what we're requiring and what people are needing to earn in order to have a decent, comfortable living condition. So just as we're going through budget season, you know, I want us to think about that. What are our county employees earning? What types of opportunities are they afforded to because of what they're earning? Because I know salaries come into discussion as part of our budgets. And then thinking about, with being the fastest growing county, like, what opportunities are we affording to the community to be able to make those higher wages, to be able to comfortably afford their housing and to remain housed? Because the ability to be housed or having safe and decent housing is a human right. We need our people to be able to be housed. So as we're moving forward, thinking not just about the salaries of our employees and our staff, but at what we can do with the monies in our budget to help build up our services that support our people in the county who may need that assistance moving forward to maintain safe and decent housing. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other liaison reports? Other business, I have a number of items. As you mentioned, budget hearings, September 19th, 8:30. If you have not let staff know of your attendance, please do that as soon as possible. Another item of business, met with Jordan Gash, who helps organize the chaplains group. They're gonna be doing some new recruiting and training coming up. You don't have to be ordained or officially part of a faith-based group. They do trainings, and if it's in your heart, they will work with you on that. They have a number of people who've been in law enforcement or military that have come on and may not have had the religious training, but they work together to get to that point. Then also, last Friday, I had the honor, along with Member Rodriguez and Member Shanley, of attending the drug court graduation at Hoover. If you have not been to that event, I really encourage you to do that. They had a highest number of graduates from that program, which is 5, which doesn't sound like a lot for what those individuals have gone through. They basically were given a choice of, here's your sentence if you don't go through drug court. If you can complete drug court, it's much less. It's an intense training, mentally building the people back up. Of course, substance abuse discussions. But to sit there and listen to them speak after they're given their diploma is moving for what our employees have done for them, whether it's in judicial or different parts through health department or wherever they're getting services. And Judge McAdams isn't here, but that man is a saint. I don't know how else to say it. There was one member of the graduating class who turned and looked him in the eye and said, that man saved my life. And he just connects with the people, and the success rate has been so great from that program. Next time there's an event, if you can get out there, I strongly encourage you to see what our employees and our community are doing for these people.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Wow, thank you for that. I tell you, it actually brings you to tears. It really does. The commitment that Judge McAdams and his team have put to making a difference in these people's lives is unbelievable. One thing that Judge McAdams said was that because of this drug program, there's 5, there are a total of about 34 years they would have gone to prison. The sum of their time in prison time would have been 34 years. But because of this drug program, all that gets waived and they get to be back with their families. Is that powerful or what? And it says that if you think about 34 years of prison, how much that would actually cost the state. So it's not only saving money, but saving lives. And I sat there, I wish I had a tissue because I was overgoing, like, you know how you try to hide the tears? Because the stories were very moving, and as soon as they get up to accept their graduation, I would look in the audience and you can tell who was their family because there were just tears running down everybody's face in regards to this. And a lot of things that you hear are stories that are happening to all of us. And so what Judge McAdams is doing, along with his team, it's not easy. And they talk about how many drug tests they go through to get through this program, how many calls, I mean, the scrutiny that they go through is unbelievable that they actually make it through. So yes, if you ever get a chance to go to one of these, it's so powerful, and kudos to Kendall County because we're doing our part to try to help these individuals that see hopelessness, and then through this program, see hope.
Thank you. With that, can I get a motion to approve Macy Brooks as Board of Health for a remainder of a term that expires October 2026?
So, I'll make a motion.
Peterson and Kokol, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. With that, public comment. If you have any comments for the board, you'll have 5 minutes if you come forward. Any questions from the press?
Oh, we got to vote on the...
Oh, yeah, we should probably vote on the appointment. I did it all in favor, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to vote again?
Missed it.
Executive session. No, 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 no. Is there a motion to adjourn? Peterson and DeBolt, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you for joining us today.